Hello, I'm Dr. Tejasvi Bhatia, the host of VET Forensic Podcast, new series Toxicology. This series features regular short podcasts to help those of you who have to stay at home because of COVID-19 to spend a little bit of time learning forensics every day. Now, today's topic is narcotics. The word narcotic has been derived from the Greek word narcotikos, meaning a state of lethargy, sluggishness, or sleep. However, the narcotic drug convey a common meaning for all those drugs or substances which induce altered state of consciousness and have high abuse potential. A drug which has a deteriorative effect upon the functioning of the human mind and the body are called narcotic drug. The drug users may show signs of stimulations to start with. Thus, he feel relieved of pain, fatigue or worry. It may also make him more active. But a narcotic drug ultimately deteriorates the body functioning. It harms the individual. The opiates, stimulant and hallucinogens, though, have different effect on the body and mind of the abuser, yet they all are termed as narcotic. In law, narcotic are simply those drugs whose production, sale, purchase are prohibited, controlled or regulated. They are mentioned in the Schedule 1 and Schedule 2 appended to the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, that is in 1985. So under the legal definition of narcotic drugs, the Section 2 of this Act will define the subsection like cannabis, which is described in the form of the other components like charas, ganja, coca derivatives. That means crude cocaine is extracted from coca leaf, which can be used directly or indirectly from the for the manufacture of cocaine. Next is coca leaf means what does mean, like aconine is present or other alkaloids might be present in this, and other controlled substances are also mentioned in this case. So now we are going to explain about the psychotropic substances. Psychotropic substances means any substance, whether it's natural or synthetic, or any unnatural material, or any salt or preparation of such substances or material included in the list of psychotropic substances specified in the schedule. Narcotic have acquired tremendous notoriety in the recent year. Human nature often want to run away from the reality. Formerly, religion provided the vent. The success or failure were all attributed to God. With the change of materialism, the very existence of God is questioned. The escapists find refuge in the drugs. Their abuse is increasing at a frightening rate among all sections of society. The great menace of the invasion is among the youth. If they become lotus eater and the nation will go down, each nation therefore view the abuse of drug with concern and provide stringent measures against the same. The person who contravenes laws in relation to production, possession, sale, purchase, transport, storage, import or export shall be punished with 10 to 20 years of rigorous imprisonment and a fine of rupees 1 to 2 lakh in respect of the following: poppy straw, coca leaves, coca plant, prepared opium, charas, hashish, manufacturing of drugs, psychotropic substances, etc. So now we are going to explain about the causes of drug addiction. The drug addiction is habituation to the intake of drug not authorized by the medical practitioner. They are taken by addict for a reason, to reduce the tension or relieve fatigue, reduce pain, improve feeling of well-being, stimulate body and reduce sleep, enrich the sexual experience, facilitate the sexual contact and the social contact both, curiosity, fashion, and because of the broken family, because of the wrong companies in there, or low education is the also a reason, emotional upset or unearned money or a defective weak personality. These are the main causes of the drug addiction habituation. So now we are going to explain about the classification in coming lecture in detail. So narcotic drugs can be divided into three main categories, as we have understood. The first is the sedative category, second is stimulant, and third one is the hallucinogens. So sedative drugs have a depressant effect on the body and make it insensitive. They relieve the drug user from the pain and worry. Like example is opium, morphine, heroin, codeine, demerol, methadone, etc. And this, where a stimulant will stimulate the body function. The important stimulant are cocaine and amphetamine. And the hallucinogen, they will affect the mental process of the human being, especially his perception, consciousness, and his understanding. So these are come under psychedelic drugs. So in this, the examples are LSD and PCP. So that's it for all. And thank you for listening to Toxicology series. And if you would like to give us feedback or leave any suggestion for future topic, first send an email to tejasvi@gmail.com. And please stay safe, everyone. Thank you.